tweet at TodaySOR.
Today is Daffodil Day, an occasion used annually to raise badly needed funds for the Irish Cancer Society. Avril Power is the Cancer Society's chief executive. She's on the line. It was meant to be Daffodil Day, I suppose, but it's still a virtual Daffodil Day.
Morning, Sean. Today, ordinarily, thousands of volunteers would be taking the streets across Ireland to sell daffodil pins, mugs and tea towels, organising coffee mornings, fashion shows, all kinds of events to support people with cancer in their communities. This year, because of the coronavirus, we've had to cancel all of our usual Daffodil Day collections. But since we announced that 2 weeks ago, lots of people have contacted us asking if they could support us in other ways. So we are running a digital Daffodil Day instead, where people can donate any amount that they wish on cancer.ie or by calling us on 1850 60 60 60. And on the website, you can also download a digital Daffodil to share on social media, both to raise vital funds for people affected by cancer, for so that we can continue to help them with our nursing, our volunteer drivers, counselling services and others, but also to let people not with cancer know that we haven't forgotten them at a really difficult time.
And what would you normally raise if you got a fine day for Daffodil Day, Avril?
€4 million, Sean. We only get 3% of our funding from the state, so we have to fundraise over €20 million every year, and a fifth of that usually comes in on Daffodil Day alone.
And so, as you say, there are vital services that you provide, and I suppose it's a fair point as well to make that cancer patients at the present time, they would be vulnerable in regard to contracting the COVID-19.
Yes, cancer patients are one of the groups most vulnerable to COVID-19, so they need our support now more than ever. We're continuing to provide vital services like our night nurses and our volunteer drivers that bring people to and from their chemotherapy appointments. And we've introduced new protocols to make sure, and new training to make sure that those services can run safely. We've also started new ones like phone counselling to help cancer patients to cope during the current crisis. But all these services are funded by donations. So that's why it's really important that if people can help us today, if they're in a position to help us, that they donate online and make sure that we can continue to be there for everyone who needs us at this really difficult time.
And what about the question of PPE, personal protective equipment? Is that something that's caused you troubles?
Initially, it was difficult to get, but in fairness to the HSE, they stepped in and they found PPE for our nurses. So we have enough PPE for about another week, and then they have promised us that more stocks are on the way. We also sourced alcohol gel and things like that for our drivers to make sure that they can provide that service safely as well. So we've been adapting over the last few weeks, making sure that we can run the existing services safely, and then also introducing new ones as well.
Well, that's good to know. And the great airlift from China with this equipment, the first of the planes due, I think, on Sunday, and great expectations for what that supply line is going to yield. So, Avril, just to go through those ways that people can contribute again, cancer.ie is one, and the others are?
Cancer.ie, and then you can call us on 1850 60 60 60, or text cancer to 50300. And if anyone has any concerns, they can also call our nurse line. We have extended the opening hours on our nurse line to make sure that we can be there for everyone who needs us. That's 1-800-200-700.
Right. And that text line 50300, is that one that you can just leave a fiver or something like that? You text a word?
So, yeah, sorry. It's if you text cancer to 50300, you donate €4.
OK. Avril Power, thank you so much indeed for joining us. Chief Executive of the Irish Cancer Society. Have a good virtual / digital Daffodil Day. We'll take a quick break.